I've got Sabrina Madura on the line from Chicago. Sabrina, you've just flown in from Toronto. Was it colder in Toronto or is it colder in Chicago?
Well, the temperatures say that it's colder in Chicago, but it actually feels colder in Toronto right now. But that's probably because I've just come in from a very overly heated airport and cab.
Have you been out in the street in Chicago?
I have. It's not windy, which is good. And when you breathe, your breath is just all over the place. It's definitely chilly. There's lots of snow, but luckily the roads are plowed really well, so there's not much inconvenience anymore.
So according to Google, it's -4 Fahrenheit, which is -20 centigrade there. What do you have to wear to keep warm in that kind of temperature?
You usually just layer up because, like I said, everywhere you go inside is going to be really hot. So I just usually wear a t-shirt or a long sleeve shirt and then a North Face fleece and then a heavy overcoat on top, which you can then just shed. And of course, winter boots.
And what's the atmosphere like in the city? Most people sort of hunkering down indoors, or?
I think that was more yesterday, but today everyone's sort of back to work, business as usual. I know that University of Chicago, where I go, is open for business, so everyone's moving along.
And have you had a chance to have a look at the lake? Because that looked quite impressive, the way the steam was
Oh,
coming
yeah.
off it.
Yeah, I took a bunch of pictures coming in, flying in from Toronto. It actually looked that way in Toronto as well. It just looked like it was completely iced over, and the vapors were rising up. It was quite a sight.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Sabrina, and keep warm.